Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luke Lein. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zaldak. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Zaldak. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards first. Limmer fields the ball and throws to Zaldak covering. Safe. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to second. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arft for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Zernial moves to second. Luke Lein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lein bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Zerniel moves to third. Limmer moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is walked intentionally. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Limmer scores. There goes Philly trying to get to third. Delsing throws the ball into Jennings, who relays the ball to Wall, who tags Philly for the out. Murray moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wall. Klein moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Murray reaches second base with a double. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak bunts towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Murray moves to third. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. Wall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Wall reaches third base with a triple. Lawler scores. McGuire goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 2 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver bunts towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Jennings moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Jennings scores. Young moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Carl Scheib now pitching. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly bunts towards third. Wall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Scheib moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Scheib moves to third. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 3 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial strikes out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jennings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver bunts towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Jennings moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jennings moves to third. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 4 in the game. Del Singh hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jennings scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Ray Murray. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.